Budget amendments from both the House and the Senate would call for between 5 and 8% reductions in Medicaid reimbursement to physicians and healthcare providers. Dr. Dan Carey, president of the Medical Society of Virginia and a practicing cardiologist from Lynchburg, says these cuts will dramatically change the state of healthcare in Virginia.
Unfortunately, Medicaid funding in Virginia is 48th out of the 50 states, and that's in Virginia, that with a per capita income that's sixth in the country. So we're already at the bare bones. Currently, physicians that provide care to Medicaid patients do so out of personal conviction, not out of any sustainable business model. And currently, on average, physicians and other providers are reimbursed at approximately 68% or so of the cost of doing that care. So not only no margin, but well under the cost of actually providing the care. If we were building roads, you'd only build, there'd be no roads built if vendors for road building were paid 68 cents when it cost a dollar to build, a mile of roads. We're not cutting fat here. We're cutting muscle and bone.
A survey that the Medical Society of Virginia took among their members showed that proposed reductions to Medicaid reimbursement will force the majority of doctors in Virginia to stop accepting Medicaid patients altogether.
We asked them a simple question. If there was a 5% cut in Medicaid reimbursement, how would you respond in your practice? What would you do if there was a 5 to 10% cut? And the results of that survey said that if there was a 5% cut in Medicaid reimbursement, that there 64% said they would stop taking new Medicaid patients or they would be forced to stop seeing the current Medicaid patients they're seeing. And if it was between 5 and 10%, and one of the proposals it's 8%, 75% of the respondents would be forced to do that.
Carey notes that this will lead to a flooding of emergency rooms that could also affect the care and cost structure for everyone.
These 780,000 beneficiaries of Medicaid in Virginia are going to seek care. They're just going to seek care in a much more inefficient system. Emergency departments are excellent places to get life-saving care when you're critically ill, when you're injured, when you're having a heart attack, when you're having a stroke, when you've had trauma from a bicycle accident or a motor vehicle accident. They are not an efficient place to get care for sore throats, for outpatient urinary tract infections, for sick child visits, for those types of things. They will clog up the works for which that high-intensity, high-tech environment was designed to take care of the critically ill in an emergency situation. These folks will go into higher cost environments like emergency departments, and this will lead to increasing costs that will eventually be borne by all citizens of Virginia, as well as the businesses and others that pay insurance premiums. It's about everybody, because it's going to lead to another round of cost shifting that's going to affect the efficiency and costliness of healthcare in the entire Commonwealth.
In other legislative news, Democratic Senator Ralph Northam of Norfolk has introduced a bill that states that once a student athlete has sustained a concussion, he or she will be removed from game play for the remainder of the day and should not return to the playing field until cleared by a licensed physician. Northam, who works full-time as a pediatric neurologist, says concussions can lead to long-term problems and should not be taken lightly.
A concussion occurs when there's a sudden jarring of the brain within the skull that causes mental changes, and they can be in the form of dizziness, confusion, incoordination. We've known over the last 15 or 20 years that repeated concussions are not good for the brain. We're seeing more concussions now than we used to. And my reason for that is our athletes are stronger and they're faster. We're continuing to see concussions, and I think an increasing number. We have an increased pressure to have our athletes return to play. And sometimes it's even glorified. Oh, how could this athlete, after having a concussion, be back in the game?
While Senator Northam's bill would not impose a criminal or civil penalty for coaches who returned a student to play before getting clearance from a physician, he says it would encourage school administrators to enforce the practice.
Up here, things happen in small steps. And the main purpose of this legislation is education, to establish the guidelines. If we see down the road that there are coaches or parents abusing this, then we'll take another step.
Senator Northam says that the athletes would be responsible for covering the costs of testing through their individual insurance policies to determine if they are fit to return to gameplay. The bill has passed the Senate unanimously and is going before the House Education Committee today. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.